Hey everyone, I wanted to take a moment and just say thank you so much for all of the support and for all of the kind messages. It's just so much fun to see the impact we're having, as you guys are going to see here on future episodes of us getting people hired in literally 14 days through the program and just being able to continue to help you guys with all the free content. I did just want to take a moment. If you guys have not seen the announcement on LinkedIn, and what I've put out there is that I'm full-time now with New to Medical Device Sales, and I'm absolutely so excited about it. And if you guys have followed my journey, the reason I am full-time now is because I was able to break into medical device sales with the largest company in the world, took the lowest performing territory in the nation to top 10, came in as the USA West regional sales manager that needed 10 years experience, did it with under two, was able to have success there, grow the territory very big. And then now we've been able to help over 1,500 people as of the recording of this break into medical device sales. And what I really had to make the hard decision is I love medical device sales. I've been able to have all the success, but I want to continue to watch you all have success. And what that allows us to do is go full time to be able to help you all get the results that you're looking for. Just by me doing that, we've already gotten people hired in 2 weeks, 3 weeks in the program, and it's been so much fun. But I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much to everybody who's reached out for all the kind messages and allowing us to be a part of their journey to break into medical device sales. Today, I'm very excited to bring you one of our course members, Garrett Wilson, who is only 22 years old and was able to break in as a full line rep with one of the largest companies in the world at well over $140,000. And the reason I want you to hear that is because, again, everyone freaked out when I came in at 25 years old with the largest company in the world making over 130K. We were just able to have somebody 3 years younger and make more money through our program. Again, going full time, making sure that we're getting our people the results. So I'm so excited about today's episode to give you guys value and watch what a 22-year-old did to be a full-line rep in medical device sales. I want you guys to continue to see that you can continue to have success no matter what your age is. So I'm excited to jump into this episode. But if you are watching, a like and subscribe does help us grow the channel, and a review does help us grow this channel as well. And if you can share this with somebody you know, it would mean the world to me. But let's get into today's episode.
Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and today I have an incredible guest for you all. It is one of the most proud moments of my life to be bringing you our guest today, because today we are going to be bringing you a 22-year-old who has broken into medical device sales with one of the largest companies in the world at a full line rep position, or also known as territory manager. And so today I get the pleasure of introducing you to the stud of a person, Garrett Wilson, who is 22 years old, who just broke in with one of the largest companies as a full line rep, well over the six figure mark. So I'm really proud about that for you, man. And wanted to say welcome to the show, Garrett.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Super stoked about this opportunity and kind of share my story.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, I'm just excited to have you on because I know your story is going to just encourage a lot of people. And just starting out, we'll get into you just explain a little bit about yourself, but why I just want to just compliment you here and let everyone hear about yourself is, like, guys, I just want you to know everyone freaked out when I at 25 years old came in with one of the largest companies. And then I've talked about how much I made my first year. I've been pretty open about that. Garrett is 22 years old. He's coming in with just as large of a company and already makes more than I made my first year with the app plan with he's coming in at. So, like, the anomaly is here, everyone. And his name is Garrett Wilson. And so, Garrett, I'm really excited to just share with you have you share with our guest everything, because I know so many young people are going to watch this and be so encouraged, because again, all we hear and all you heard was, Garrett, you're 22. Garrett, you don't have what you're looking for. You're not going to be able to, full line rep, not even a chance you can do that, right? And yet you are going for multiple positions over the six figure marks that were super exciting. So before we jump into all of that, can you just give us a real quick summary of who is Garrett? Like, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So born and raised kind of Kansas City area, basically went to college in the same town, 30 minutes away from where I grew up, played college lacrosse, did a 3.5 year stint there of majoring in marketing, and then continued to work and still working on getting my MBA. But basically played lacrosse out throughout college, and honestly, not too much, just being an athlete and being a student, kind of wanting to go down the medical sales route. Kind of when I was a freshman in college, I was pre-med actually, wanted to go down the physician assistant track, and nothing really panned out the way that I wanted to, like life does. But basically, I had to choose between either lacrosse or pre-med, and so I chose the lacrosse route, and then went to a business degree. But always wanted to get back into kind of the medical world in some sense, and was lucky enough, kind of my junior year, to learn about medical device sales from a family friend, and then that's kind of where my journey began, of trying to get into medical sales kind of by myself.
I love that you shared that. And I want to dive a little deeper into that because I was a college athlete, I changed my major, and we all know this. Everyone at 18 thinks they're going to do something else. And then at 20, 21, 22, most of the time you're like, oh my gosh. Also to that point, I actually just met a PA this last weekend and it's hilarious. Guys, like I just work with so many, I've done this, is like we have a lot of PAs, nurse practitioners come back to us because they get capped at 110, 130, but they went into all the debt. Now they don't get treated very nicely. Like it's the same story, right? And that was her story. She was working trauma, working 3 days a week. She literally would get like 3 hours of sleep because she was also had a family, all this stuff. She's only making like 120, and like that's the beautiful part. You're gonna be younger and making way more than that. And the thing I say that though is you had a hard decision because you thought you were gonna do pre-med, but then you got a little more information. And we get a lot of college students who think that way as well. And they're like, or even people who graduated, but they're like, I'm pre-med, but this isn't what I want to do anymore. I don't want to go sit and do 8 more years, 6 more years, 2 more years, 4 more years, eight, whatever it is for schooling and go into all the debt. And so as an athlete in college, I went through that as well. But can you just kind of explain that just in a little more detail of like, hey, it was either you were going to go pre-med or lacrosse, right? And did you know you probably weren't going to go professional as lacrosse, or was the goal still to go professional with lacrosse?
No, so I was Division II
Yeah.
and NCAA, and so like the hopes and dreams of going professional weren't really there, but
Yeah.
also kind of financially, if I wanted to live in my parents' basement and play professional lacrosse, I could, but that's
Yeah.
just something that really didn't look intriguing to me.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the reason I just asked you that is because there's a lot of college athletes that might not be D1, might not be looking, but you made the decision to be like, hey, I'm not going pre-med even at this moment because your heart wasn't all the way in it. And can you just kind of just maybe touch on that for a second? Because I feel like that could help someone right now who's in those shoes of college and like, I don't know. I really don't like this, but my parents are telling me I need to do this, but I really don't think it's, you know what I mean? And can you kind of just touch on that?
Yeah, definitely. So, I'm not as school smart as one might be, but I have to actually like put in the work, grind, and like study for 6 to 8 hours before I really maintain that information. And so, kind of when I was doing pre-med and doing lacrosse, it was more of me being up until midnight, 1 or 2 a.m. studying, and then I'd have to go to a 6 a.m. film or a 6 a.m. weights that I had to do, and it was just this constant rotation of like, I didn't have a social life. I was just having to go to class, study, and then go to practice, go to film, and just this repetition that I just wasn't really liking in life. Kind of wanted my college experience to be a little bit more social and have that aspect involved in it. And so it was kind of a decision of, do I really want to go pre-med? Is this something that I see long term, or do I stick with college lacrosse where I'm getting scholarship money? And if that were taken away from me, how would I pay for college? And so it was kind of, for me at least, a no-brainer of what I was going to do, which is going to be to be an athlete in school, get the degree, and then go from there.
Yeah, I love that, man. And like I always just ask that because I know there's a lot of people struggling not wanting to do. I had as a freshman stopped playing basketball. It's been my whole life. You go through that identity crisis of like, what, who am I now, right? But the reason I'm just saying that I changed my major, went from biology because I thought I want to be a park ranger to exercise science because I loved working out. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I can go get money to like watch people work out and help people work out. So it's just that journey, but I really appreciate you touching on that because I know there's a lot of probably college kids right now going through that and just
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I really don't know. There's pressures from externals, and I can just sit here and tell you guys, you get a lot of pressures from people, what everyone tells you you should do, your parents, your friends, your aunts, your uncles, all these people, man. And I can just sit here and tell you, you got to do what you feel, because I can sit here and tell you when I made the switch multiple times, it wasn't like my family was like, oh, that's great. Yeah, you should do that or any of that. It was like, what am I going to do that truly lights me on fire? And as you guys can see, it's changed multiple times and it's going to continue to change, right? That's just life. And so not putting too much pressure on you. But then, okay, so you graduated, and then what was your next steps from there? What have you been doing for the last 8 months?
So, I took an internship over the summer when I graduated to Goodyear, worked in Akron, Ohio, doing B2B commercial sales over there. Turned that into kind of a sales associate role back in Kansas City, what I've been doing for the last 6 to 8 months, kind of getting my foot in the door and doing what I was kind of told from at least the older reps on what to do and getting those 2 years of B2B experience before you get an associate role and then you go into a full line rep role and kind of that whole area.
Yep. So went to sell tires, my friends. And then from there was like, hey, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to do the 2 years, whatever it is, to do this. So that's when when you found our course. And so what was it about our course? What made you be like, I'm ready to invest in myself so I don't have to do the other 2 years, or I have to keep waiting all this time before I get the results I actually want in my life?
Yeah, most definitely. So, like, I'd say even my junior year when I figured out about med device sales, I started applying to kind of internships. And then when I graduated, I started applying to associate roles and kind of just nothing was sticking. I'd get maybe one interview in or two interview out of the 14 you may do at a company. But kind of when I hit that 4 to 6 month mark of being with Goodyear and doing the sales part of it, I thought that I had a really good grasp of what I was doing and the sales training that I was getting. And so I stumbled upon your course, reached out to you on LinkedIn, and you told me a little bit more about it. We got on a couple calls about it. Kind of something clicked in my head where it's like, I'm going to spend the money for this because then I have skin in the game and it's going to make me work even harder than I am right now for it. And it's also going to give me the tools for that success that I want to achieve.
Yeah, man. And I get a big old smile and a big old grin on my face, because you've heard me say it a million times. You hear it once you guys get inside the course. Is like, why we can be so confident is I just do things on return on investment, right? This isn't me being like, oh, Garrett, you need me and all this stuff. It's, hey, man, I know we can help change your life. And I know you're a driven individual. Let us just help you get there way quicker. And this is what just makes me smile, because here you are at 22 years old, way quicker than most people. There's 28-year-olds, 30-year-olds doing all that to get the associates, and now you're a full-line rep making more than them, and it paid off, man. The ROI, let me just say, he got much more than the 14x ROI that we talked about all the time. But it's because the thing I got to compliment you is you did the work. You came in, you're very coachable, you're reaching out to me, you're like, hey, this is what I'm going through. You kept me updated, and you, at the end of the day, did it. It's not us, it's you. You did the work. We just are proud to be a part of your journey. And that's what I love watching. And where do you feel like the course helped you in some of your processes? Because like I said, it wasn't just like you were going for one, you went for multiple interviews and multiple jobs. So where do you feel like that the course helped you in that aspect?
I'd say there's a couple areas. One being networking and just kind of this happened in our weekly meetings that we would have as a group, but just learning how to network with people in a different way than probably everybody else's and those follow-ups that you have to do as well. But being able to network with anybody and everybody doesn't have to be in Kansas City. It could be in Canada. It could be in California or New York. It doesn't really matter. It's just kind of growing those connections. And then from there, once you get the connection piece, then you start going into the course and you have all of these. You have interview one, two, three, four, five, six, and seven. And you can then prep on what the interview is going to be, whether it's going to be you're just meeting with HR or the meeting that you're going to have with the vice president, what that's going to look like, what you need to prepare beforehand, and kind of any like presentations that you want to put into it.
Yep.
I think both of those combined make for, I wouldn't say easy at all, any sense, but makes the flow and the process go so more simplistic than kind of just being here and freaking out, being like, I don't know how to prepare for this interview because I don't have anybody helping me.
Yeah, I love that, man. I just say that because that's what we see. And like I've always told you guys, it's not guesswork for us. Like Garrett just said, We literally have interview 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever you need, right? It's like, it's already there. You don't even have to ask. And then we can still coach you guys through that process. But like, even right now, I just had someone join the course literally on Tuesday. It is Monday of the recording of this. So not even 7 days, already in a first round interview. They already passed the first round. They're going on the second round. And then they're like, oh my gosh, what do I, what? Right? And it's just like, hey, don't worry about it. Just go through the course. You'll see everything you need to do. And so I appreciate the kind words because again, that's what it is, right? Because it goes into everything that just happened for you, and it's why I need to speak to it. You want to know what you were throughout this whole process? Confident. You know how you win a full line rep role in your 20s? You're being confident. Because if you're not confident and you don't believe in yourself, how the heck is somebody supposed to give you a full territory with a big quota and pay you a lot of money if they don't believe you don't believe yourself, right? And that's what I always tell people. That's what people miss a lot about the course is like, yes, we're teaching you all the stuff that you guys need to do to get the job and all this stuff, but it's also when you take the guesswork out of it and you know, guess what? When you show up for those interviews, when you show up on those phone calls, when you show up for the networking, when you show up everywhere, guess what? You ain't guessing. You ain't like, yeah, is this okay? You're like, hey, my name is Garrett. Yeah, it's great to meet you. I'm really right. And that's where it goes.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit now that you were in that process? Tell us about your process. Like, what did you see that was like some of the things that helped you stand out through that process? Because again, man, you're an absolute stud. Look where you're at right now, why we're recording this podcast. What did you find throughout that process that you maybe didn't know, but maybe was helpful or that you wish you would have known and that you were able to overcome now?
I honestly think it just goes back to networking. Like I said before, is something that I did was and that you've taught me is to reach out to every single person at that company in that division, kind of working underneath that hiring manager before you even have the first interview. And I think that's what helped me succeed so much because I was already having interviews with different companies. And then when this one popped up, I had already reached out to everybody. And so when I got on the first phone call with HR, it was kind of just a breeze through.
Yep.
And then I get on the phone with the hiring manager probably the next day, and they're like, oh, we've already heard all of this about you, and it's another breeze through. And then you go to the next round, and kind of it's an interview with one of the people that you already connected with. It's one of the reps that you already talked to, and you just kind of keep breezing through these until you get time, kind of like the final interviews with either the VP or another interview with the hiring manager to kind of go into the digging deep into your past and kind of learning more about you. But yeah, seriously, like the networking just honestly propels you through 3 to 4 steps of the interview process wherever you are. And as long as you're doing it correctly, then it's going to get you a job.
And that's the key point. You just said it at the end is correctly, right? Everyone, like I just had a message on my LinkedIn, Jacob, I'm doing everything you say to do in your podcast. It's not working. I'm like, well, you're not doing everything we say. Because here's the reality, you guys. And this is what I always tell people. It's the information. I've been saying networking for the last 4 years. I've been doing all this, right? The information's not the problem. It's the utilization of of the information, right? If you actually go and talk to these people, how are you doing it? How you show up? You all hear me say, hey, go network and reach out. And then you all, even though I say, don't pick your brain or do this, you still reach out. Hey, I want a job. Hey, I want to pick your brain. Hey, whatever it is. And you don't stand out. And then it goes back to me and Garrett had a fun call at one point throughout the process is like, when they call you and they're like, we don't even know what to do because you've already done everything you were supposed to do. Welcome to when I say, when you know how to play the game, you can win the game and we just reverse engineer it. Welcome to those results, right? And instead of all these people are like, I don't know what to do or what do I say? And then now it's second guessing. Well, what if the manager says this and this? It's like, what are we doing? But you said it the most right there is doing it the correct way. And that's what we teach. We teach how to do it correct way because most people are just like, I want a job. And you all come off very selfish and you come off what I can get and all these things. And then I'll say it a million times and you'll still reach out to me and say, I've been listening to your free podcast for 6 months and it doesn't work. And I'm like, well, just got a 22-year-old hired at six figures as a full-line rep. So I'm pretty sure it works. It's just you don't use it right, right? It's the same thing I always tell people. It's the workout plans. I can give everyone the same workout plan, but if person one works out every single day as hard as they can go, drinks water a lot, eats really good food, recovers properly, gets good sleep, but then exhibit B eats ice cream every other day, doesn't really work out, goes like 3 days a week, doesn't really work out that hard, doesn't ever recover, sleeps bad, drinks a lot, two different results. Right? And so the reason I'm just saying that is a lot of you guys are like the person I always bring back to the trainer. You're the person who watched stuff on YouTube and now you're going and doing squats, but you didn't know that you're not supposed to be on your heel or on your toes. When we say chest up, hey, weight back on your heels, like hips go back, right? You guys are all the people on that are the videos that they're getting made fun of because you're on your toes and your stuff. You saw it on YouTube and you're like, I'm doing what it said. It said squat, but what you don't understand is that when you don't know how to properly squat, you're not going to get the results that you're actually looking for. And that is what I just had to touch real quick on what Garrett's saying. We're all telling you go network. It's not that you guys aren't networking correctly. It's your or that you're not networking. It's that you're networking incorrectly. And it usually just takes you guys 3, 6, 12 months to finally hit your head against the wall to where you finally be like, I thought I could do it. But now instead of me just trying to figure out how about I just go get results with people who do it every single day. And so I just wanted to touch on that because I see it. And the reason I can be so passionate about it for you all, I want you to win. But all you're doing is pushing your life back 3, 6, 12 months. Because Garrett, think about this. What if you didn't join our course? You would have stayed at Goodyear. And then would you just listen to the podcast, been working at Goodyear, and try to do what you're doing? Like, there's no way that you come in as a full line rep within this year.
Most definitely.
And so that's what I just want to touch on. So now, man, can you tell us what that interview kind of process was like for you? Because you went with multiple interviews, you said.
What I touched on before is so you have the regular one HR interview, and then kind of after that, met with the hiring manager for the first time, and then met with one of the sales reps that's kind of the teacher and kind of lead sales role
Yeah.
with her, and then met with the hiring manager again, met with one other rep, and then kind of the final interview was with the VP.
Yeah, and what was it like balancing, like multiple interviews at a time?
It's a little challenging when you're dealing with different companies, different divisions, whatever you're dealing with. But the biggest thing, and I'm going to just keep harping on it, but it's networking. And it's the fact that you have people that are going and willing to bat for you. And what that does is then once you have 2 to 3 to 4 conversations with them on the phone or anything, then you can just at that point, you've developed a relationship where I could text them out of the blue after one interview and be like, so and so said this and this and this. What should I do to prepare for so and so and kind of that area? And so I would have that for 3 different companies and I'd have networks in all of those to where I could know what to prepare for, who I'm talking to, what style they have, and know that all before the next interview is even scheduled.
Welcome to being successful. It's called doing your homework, and we say it all the time, but like most of you are like, I am doing my homework, but you're not. You don't know the next person. You just got told to go apply and then you're just doing that. But for example, what Garrett just said, he knew who he was talking about. They already knew the demeanor of the person. They knew what they needed to show. And then with that process, he also was like, okay, this is how I need to show up. And he had a little back information. It's no different than when I'm in med device sales and I'm working with surgeons. I'm not just showing up to a surgeon and say, hey, doctor, whoever, and be like, what's going on? And I know nothing about them. I already know their background. I know where they lived. I know where they went to school. I know how long they've been in the profession. And then I get to know about maybe I talk to a nurse, a scrub tech, another person, right? This is what we talk about inside our course, teaching you guys, hey, once you get in, you're going to be successful. Why? Because of exactly what you guys are doing to break into the industry. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to do it in the industry. The only difference is instead of saying rep, associate rep, regional manager, we're just talking scrub tech, surgery scheduler, whatever it is, and then we bring it all together. It's all the same method, right? What you'll hear is Garrett came prepared. He did the work, and then he didn't just do the work. He continued to prepare for the work, and then he would do even more work to make sure that when he sat down with whoever, he knew about them. He knew what they liked. He knew the style. He knew what were the next steps. He knew what to do, and he was getting coaching from people who worked with him all the time. And how do you do that? Because you network correctly to where they actually like you and want to help you. Compared to most of you, all try to get on one call, close them on one call. It's like a date and you're trying to close them. It's like you've met a person on the first date and you're like, hey, my name's Jacob. I think you're great. Let's get married. And they're like, what the heck? If they have any coffee left, they're throwing it in your face and running so they can get away from you. But the why I joke around about that, you guys, is that's how you guys do this. In your head, you're like, no, I'm just trying to be a go-getter and I want help. But how you come off is like, I don't know this person. I'm asking for the whole world right now. Compared to what Garrett didn't, he knew it's the long game. And what's the funniest part about this, and Garrett, you can speak to this if you'd like, is everyone thinks it's a long game, but the long game is really actually not that long. You just have to play it like a long game.
I'll speak to that because I've had interview processes where it's taken 2 months, 3 months, something like that, and then you network correctly and you get that first step in, and your interview process could be a week, could be 2 weeks, but it honestly just depends. But depending on the hiring manager and how quickly they want to fill that position and how much research you've done, you could knock it out in 2 weeks probably.
Yeah, it's crazy when they're like it's one of those things. We're going through it right now with another student right now. When they know it's the right fit, they're like the best part is when we get the people that had the regional managers saying, please don't take another job. Please, hey, I know HR is being a little later than usual. Like, please, they're begging you all now not to do it. And most of the people listening are like, I want that. But you don't get that unless you're like the star player where people are like the thing, I'm so excited for you because I was in your same shoes. But like, someone believes in you so much, Garrett, that they're like, this is our dude. This is who I'm going to battle with. And I can't wait to have him a part of my team to be as a warrior on our team. Right? Because that's what happens when you get chose as a full line rep when you're as young as you are, because you've proven age is just a number. You've shown the maturity of what you need to. But someone's like, I need this person on my team. It's not a guess. Right. And that's when, guess what happens for you? You're even more bought in. You're like, I tell people all the time, when I was going, I was 25 years old, I was going up against people with 10 years experience. I literally told my regional manager in the final, I said, I know you've stuck your neck out on the line for me to be here right now. And I won't let myself fail, but I sure in the world won't let you fail. I'll die before I let you fail because you went out on a limb for me. And when you like, I truly meant that. And then like, guess what? It's the top performing rep for them, went bottom performing to top 10. It worked, right? But why? Because they trusted me. Same thing for you, man. Like, that's what's cool is like, you did the right things and you did it. Just congratulations. I'm so freaking pumped for you.
Thank you.
But like, we end every single podcast, you know, we know people are going to reach out to you. We know people are, and I already prepped him. So like I say, every single podcast to all my silly gooses, that's my nice name for everyone, silly gooses who continue to be like, I've listened for 4 months, 5 months, it's still not working, but I'm going to do this for free because of blah, 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 blah. Then I'm going to call these people and I'm going to waste their time and they'll tell me what to do, but I still won't do it. And then I won't even send a text message to say thank you because I'm a selfish person. Welcome to, I just called a lot of you guys all out because I've just done this enough and I'm not afraid to call you out, as you all know. But Garrett, you're going to have people reach out to you and be like, hey, man, I have sales experience or I don't have sales experience. What's your advice for me? So instead of you getting on 1,000 phone calls with people, how about we just answer that question right now? What's your advice to people who don't have sales experience or do have sales experience but want to break into med device sales?
I mean, either way, no matter if you have or if you don't have sales experience, the number one thing you have to think about is it only takes one. It takes one hiring manager to believe in you, whether it be you're going to have hiring managers that only look at resumes and that's all they care about and that's the only thing that they want. But then you'll have other hiring managers that will look at your personality and who you've talked to and kind of what kind of person you are. And when it comes to those hiring managers, it really just takes one. One to believe in you, and when that happens, you might get 10 other managers that'll believe in you too, but it just is a ripple effect. And so once you get that one, and it only takes one, but once you get that one, it's kind of free flowing from there.
Oh man, that is so good. And it's what we talk about all the time, right? Like, it's same in sales. Think about this. Most of us in sales aren't making a sale every single day. So it doesn't mean you win every single day. But if you can win 30 days, 50 days, 100 days out of the year, there's a good chance you win, right? So the reason I'm just saying that is to everybody out there, Garrett, that is such good advice because you all just need that one person to take a shot on you. That's it. That's all I need. And that's all I went for. And just understand this. I hope this helps you guys. Every no you get just made you closer to the next yes. We just had someone in our course and it makes me so happy. They literally joined the course not even a week and a half ago, got on a call with a recruiter or sent a message to a recruiter, and they don't have the perfect background. And that recruiter literally texted them explicit language to F off because they don't have exactly what they're looking for. And you guys think I'm joking, but it's real. And I tell you guys this is real. And then not even 2 hours later, got interviews with intuitive, Johnson & Johnson. Two of the biggest names. But 2 hours earlier, somebody in the industry, quote unquote, told him to F off because he didn't have the perfect resume. The reason I'm just saying that, it goes back to what I will sit here and I'll end with almost every podcast for the rest of my life, is eagles don't fly with pigeons, my friends. Garrett's a freaking eagle. He didn't listen. And look at where he's at. Everybody told him at 22 he wouldn't do what he's doing right now. And look at where he's at. I will just sit here and tell you, you just need somebody to believe in you. You have to believe in you. I'll just sit here and say one more time, you guys, you have to believe it before anybody else does. Because how is anyone supposed to believe in it if you don't even believe in it? You are your most biggest, you have to be your biggest fan. You have to be the cheerleader. You have to be the visionary for yourself. I can sit here and tell you guys, as you sit here and listen to this podcast, you're talking to the guy who was a personal trainer being like, I want to break into med device sales and got told I want it. And now you're all listening to me right now. And I was like, I'm going to just do it. I don't care what other people say. You know how many people call me? Oh, your little podcast. Oh, you doing all the time. Can't worry about that. Don't worry about what your families or friends or parents or I say this to all our people, and I just said this to Garrett. Like, my parents still don't know what the heck I do. Like, they didn't know what I was doing when I was in med device sales. Like, my family can't understand when I make more money in a month getting a commission check from med device sales than they make all year. And that's okay though. You don't have to try to explain it to them. You just need to believe in yourself and say, hey, I'm working on getting better. I want to be the person that I want to be. And I know I'm going to achieve it. And it may take some time. And guess what? I'm going to get some complications. I'm going to get punched in the face. I'm going to have some ups and downs, but I'm not going to quit. Because what I'll leave you with, Chris Williamson, or Chris Williams, I love him. He made a comment and it had a quote. And he said, right now, when I'm at my lowest point, I remember this is where most people quit. You just got a message, told you didn't get the job. You just got rejected. That you aren't moving on to the next interview. You just got told you're too young to be in medical device sales or to be a full line rep. Just don't stop. And you, my friends, will be so freaking happy you didn't one day. And so, Garrett, truly, man, from the bottom of my heart, I am so dang proud of you, man.
Thank
So
you.
dang
Thank you.
proud of you. It just makes me so happy to just see you, man, because, like, again, at 22 years old, we've already talked about this, but you just changed your whole life and you're only going to continue to change other people's lives. And I'm so proud of you. And I can't wait to watch this journey for you, man. It's going to be so cool.
Thank you. Again, I know I wouldn't have it without you, and I'm so excited to start this new journey.
Well, Noah, I can't wait to have you back on first year in, and we're going to talk about how you crushed it at 23 years old and that you just absolutely became rookie of the year. And it's going to be an absolute blast. But yeah, man, you. Again, I appreciate the kind words, but like I always say, I just appreciate you letting me be a part of the journey. You did it. You did the work. This is all because of you. And so I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your day. Thank you for joining us, for sharing your wisdom to other people so you can be an encouragement to others. So other people that are in their early 20s or 30s or 40s and 50s, you guys can all see if a 22-year-old did it when they got told they won it. Hope you know you can too. So, yeah, I just want to say congratulations once more, man.
Thank you. Thank you again.
And everyone, if you can, press that like and subscribe button. It does help us grow this channel. If you can share this with somebody, it does mean the world. And if you are serious about breaking into medical device sales like Garrett was, he ended up joining our course. And because of that, was able to break into medical device sales as a full line rep, well over six figures. The reason I just say that to you all is our average person right now is breaking in 8.2 weeks at $94,478. And it's what we do. All we do is take the guesswork out of it. We're in the trenches with you. We're helping you through that process. We're helping with negotiations so you don't have to wonder. And just think about this. If you, our average person breaks in about 2 months. If you're not broken in 2 months, every month after that, you're losing money. If you're not making about 100 grand right now, if you're not making $8,333, you're about pretty much losing money every single month because you're going to try to go figure it out. And here's my biggest point that I'm the most excited about is what happens when those people reach out and they haven't broken after 10 months, 12 months. Then they finally get in after 14 months at 60K. Then they're like, what do I do? Guess what? Garrett's not asking. He's not asking, what do I do? He knows what to do, you know? And so that's what I just want you all to think about. This is definitely an investment, but what I want you all to hear, I hear it every single day. But Jacob, this is my career. I know I want to do it. Well, wouldn't it be a little smart to invest in the career that you know you always want to do instead of if you just looked at it as a job that you might do for a year or two? It's a career and you got to continue to develop because you all say you want it, but I'll end on this. Insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting different results. a lot of you have been trying for the last 3, 6, 12 plus months doing it on your own. And at some point, you'll give up. Or you'll be like, maybe I should try something else. So I want you guys to know, I want you to win. I want you all to be as successful. I want you to be in Garrett's place where he's now just crushing life and it's only up from here. So I hope you guys have the best week. Get after it. And if you guys are interested in breaking into medical device sales, you can click the link below or reach out to us on LinkedIn at New to Medical Device Sales or Jacob McLaughlin. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.